Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Ah, another day, another dollar. I had an interesting conversation with my manager today, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, but basically my manager said that he thinks I should be the product owner of my product instead of the one of the tech leads. And you know me, I part of me takes that a bad way because I'm like, oh, so you're saying that I'm not technical enough, which is not what he was saying at all. But I really have a big, huge vision for this product. I started it. It was my product. I developed the first lines of code for this product. I have a vision of like what I want it to be. And I feel like I'm good at speaking to people. I'm good in a room, you know, talking to managers and directors and VPs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there are others on the team that probably could be good at that. But vision speaking and like having the overall picture and being able to communicate that and get out in front of people, I'm probably the best at. So I probably should just take it as a compliment. And he's leaving the decision up to me. He said, you know, take a few days, think about it. Let me know what you want to do. And I'll make it happen, and I'll make it official, you know. So if he makes it official, then that means that people have to, you know, there's no wishy-washy, there's no like gray area, like do I really, what role do I do or whatever, you know. So anyway, that was an interesting conversation, but he said, another thing that happens is he basically said, you know, I put you at the upper end of meets expectation, almost to exceeds expectation for last year. He said, and I really wanted to bump you over to exceeds expectation, but you were just missing this one thing that I wanted you to do last year that you didn't do. And I said, whew, I said, well, I'm happy with meets expectation. But, and then he goes, oh, well, I don't want you to be happy with meets expectations. And then I'm like, well, I don't mean that like I only want to meet expectations and I just want to coast in my job. I just mean that I wasn't sure what you were going to rate me because we don't have one-on-ones very often. And I certainly didn't want you to think that I was below because I never want to be below expectations. Obviously, I want to exceed, but I wasn't sure. So at least I know on my eval, I'm at least going to get the bonus of a meets. And at least he said I was the upper end of meets. So it's not like I was the bottom end of meets, right? I wasn't in the middle. I was like the upper end, and he almost got me to exceeds. And, you know, that which means if I work really hard this year, I can probably get an exceeds next year. Other than, I don't know, if I change actual titles or roles to product owner, and I've never done that before officially, like what kind of, you know, how he's going to evaluate me. So I don't know. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. But I did want to talk about, there's a movie. So I got an email, which I felt really like, oh my gosh, you know, I must be a world famous podcast now because I'm getting requests to do promotional stuff like reviews and all this kind of stuff. But I know we all get that. All of us podcasters get it occasionally. When Daniel and I did Dubious Intent, we would occasionally get authors, was a big thing. But anyway, this guy named Jason T. Gaffney emailed me or messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, I did this movie and it's, you know, it went to independent film festivals and all this kind of stuff. And, I wanted you to talk about it on your podcast, and it's called Analysis Paralysis. And I just want to talk about it a little bit. It was really cute. I watched it last night, and, you know, I wouldn't put it as like an Oscar award winning, you know, whatever. But what it does have is it has two really cute gay guys. And I don't know if the actors are gay. I assume at least one of them is. And Jason, I assume he's gay. But I don't know about his co-star or not. But there's lots of nudity. No frontal nudity, but lots of butts and lots of abs and lots of, you know, stuff like that. And it's a comedy, so it's really funny. It's basically about this guy who has a disorder where he imagines, it's anxiety. So he imagines every possible outcome of each of these scenarios. And it talks about him trying to you know, go out on a date with this guy and all the different, you know, stuff that happens in his head as he's going through this and trying to put himself out there. Anyway, it's funny and it's really cute. And the ending is really funny and romantic and all of that all wrapped up. And it's a really feel good, you know, just light movie that you can watch with some popcorn and your boyfriend or your partner or whatever. And so, you know, I would recommend it. It's good. And he's cute. He's really cute. So if you like cute guys. Now, where can you see this movie? I'm sure it's available. I should have done more research, but I'm sure it's available on like all of the places that you can stream movies. However, what I would suggest is you go to his website, jasontgaffney.com. It's JASONTGAFFNEY.com. And I'm sure he has a link to all the different places that you can watch the movie. But if you're just looking for it, look for a movie, Analysis Paralysis. I watched it on Vimeo, so I'm assuming it's available there. But I don't know a lot of people who go to Vimeo to watch movies. But if you do, go to Vimeo and look for Analysis Paralysis. And yeah, it was. I want to thank him for giving me a review copy, and it was really good. So, you know, it's cute, light, funny, sexy guys, and, you know, what else could you want? So that's my review. I told him, I said, it's not a review podcast, but I would be happy to watch it and talk about it on the show. And, you know, I'm going to give it a, whatever I think about it, I'm going to say. I'm not going to, like, give a positive review. And he was totally happy with that. And so there you go. It just so happens that I did think it was a cute movie, so it is what it is. Like I said, I mean, it's not going to win an Oscar, but if you want a lighthearted, funny, sexy, you know, movie just to kind of watch on a Friday night with some pizza, it's really good. So, all right. Well, what else am I going to talk about? I talked about work already, so at least I know I'm going to get a meets expectation, a upper end of meets expectation on my evaluation, which means I'm at least going to get a little bit of a bonus so we can afford to buy a house. And tomorrow is my last full day at the California office. I'm kind of glad about that because it's been a busy week. When we come to California, there's all this stuff that we want to fit in. And it happens to be, this is the end of the quarter, so we're also doing planning for next quarter. So I've had all these meetings, you know, with planning and scoping and roadmaps and all this kind of stuff, and there's one guy on my team who's really disagreeable, and I don't like him. He's really, like, just doesn't, he's not on the bandwagon, and I don't like him. And he's hard to work with, and he's the same guy that was stressing me out all the other times that I've talked about being stressed out. I should give his name and his social security number and his phone number and his address. I don't know all that, but I know his name. Andy, if you're listening to this, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure he's a wonderful person at home and with his family, but he's a little bit difficult to work with. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. I'm sure he's very smart and does good work, but he is not an agreeable person. And I've said way too much already, so I'm going to stop there. I do want to mention Pride 48. I've been hounding Joey to get dates for the August event. So he's been in communication with the hotel. And I'm going to say we're going to make an announcement for sure by the end of January, but hopefully we can make an announcement within the next week of the dates of both the June event and the New Orleans event. So we will, if you're not on the newsletter, you can go to pride48.com and you can subscribe to the newsletter and you'll get a newsletter when we announce the dates. We'll also probably do a state of the station and some other things. We'll announce it on Twitter and I'll probably say it on this show as well. But we're getting really close to having dates. That's always one of the kind of nerve-wracking parts, is getting the signed contract with the hotel and having all that down so that we know we have everything, you know, nailed down. And so once we have that, then the next thing to tackle will be getting the hotel code for the discounted rates, that always takes a little bit of work because the hotel has to set that up. And so we have to hound them. I don't know why I'm using the word hound over and over again. But anyway, we have to really go back and forth with them to get that set up with their website people and get a code and all that. So that's always something that we want to happen as quickly as possible. So be on the listen for that. I'm really excited that we're going to get it all hashed out, though. I think Scotty was... I don't know if Scotty's going to come because he has taken so many trips in 2019. He probably depleted his entire bank account. But I would love to see Scotty again and see how much fatter than me he is. I tickled myself. And Ati Cruza, I don't know if he listens. Ati Cruza, if you listen to Geeky Gay, you should definitely call in. I don't think you do, though. Which means you used to listen to Dubious Intent because you like Daniel better than me. But it's all right. You know, do whatever you want. Do what you want. And if you don't listen, you're not hearing this anyway, right? All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end this here because I'm just rambling, as you guys can tell. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.